All right. So this one's no research. This one was founded on research, but this one I'm going to show and tell. This is all about materials you can already get for free on the web, and the extension of that, things that you can request of us to make for you. Again, we are principally funded by this grant that's down there. I have nothing to disclose to make stuff to make EPS, EPT easier to implement. I'm talking about this project. What we've named it is PartnerCare. PartnerCare.org. We're collecting resources. We're posting the patient-provider materials in various incarnations with all the states that we're working with. We have video case studies and some other things, and that's what I'm going to show you today. I'll hop back over here so they record me. So, same background you already saw. I'm not going to go over it except to say that EPT goes by PDPT, a bunch of different names. It increases the treatment of potentially infected partners. It reduces prevalence incidents and reinfection rates. It's supported by the CDC. Kid tested, mother approved. Okay, not quite that much, but suggested for more and more patient populations. It has been suggested for adolescents. The Society for Adolescent Medicine has a position paper that says we should extend it down that direction as well. So it is a ongoing and increasingly used procedure. To adopt it, if you're in a facility that hasn't already adopted, or even if you are, you will have recognized these things. To adopt it, you need standardized materials for your organization. You need educational and performance support resources for your providers and for your patients and for the partners. Because if I hand you medicine, said before, you've got an STD, and I want you to take this to your partner, you either have to educate that person on how to broach the topic, or you have to give that person some information to allow them to do that, because that's not going to be easy. A lot of the things that get bound up into our heads, and we've got research behind all of it, but a lot of things that get bound up in your head, ooh, who did this? That's the big one. Am I to blame? The last presentation that I have today, one of the quotes from one of our qualitative aspects of it was, oh, well, if I tell him, he's going to beat my ass and leave me. There's potential for partner violence in there as well. We don't see that very often, but it happened to pop up in this one when we were reviewing it this morning. All right, so there are a lot of homegrown resources for this. A lot of you have done things. There are a lot of great things out there. But there hasn't been a single sort of readily accessible training and performance support resource, just a place to go get stuff. That's what our job is. Is CDC just wants us to aggregate what you've got and to make new things to do it. To do that, I'm going to skip. It's all research based. We usually using some variation of reasoned action theory. If you're a theory nut like myself, but we're trying to make something more consumer friendly. We have an iterative development process. What we're making is a patient and partner web portal, someplace you can go for information. If you know, my partner brought me this, what do I do? A provider portal. We're thinking about rolling this out in our organization. What do we do? Video cases of patients, partners, and providers. Any of you guys from Denver, by the way? Public health? You'll recognize some people. We have some animated segments for the consumers, little quick things that explain what PDPT is, how you might explain it to your partner, and so on and so forth, and templates and some other packaging. So we have this. We have a site that's going on. Know anybody yet? One of the things that we have in the site is a case study, a very detailed case study of Denver Public Health and their adoption and implementation. It's one particular way to do it. It's not like other people may do it, and that's not the role of this case study. It's to say, here's how Denver's doing it. We're scheduling being able to grab one in California as well, and New York, once they're a little bit further away, because they're just at the initial kind of, I don't even want to be on camera stage. So what we have inside this is, it is everything from what happens from when a patient steps into a clinic, and they're thinking about offering PDPD, the entire flow of meeting with somebody, the procedures they have behind it, and more importantly, for all of those little segments, you see the clinic manager, the staff interviewers, the clinicians, reflections on what was good and bad and what worked well and what didn't as they were implementing, what they wish they had, what they do, and what they think they could do better. This goes all the way down to, we actually ran some simulated patients through the clinic on a Saturday. This was back in May. On a Saturday, so we have providers and the staff working with case study simulated patients like you would in medical education, and then reflecting on what they did and did not do well in the entire diagnostic process. So freely available, hop in, take a look at it. Some of the stuff may be because it's in beta behind a login. If it happens to be, just try to log in or send me an email. My email's on all sorts of stuff around here, and I'll give you access, no problem. We have this, the patient side of the site that includes key information, you know, what is it, what's the deal, all this stuff, and these things that we call quick zips. This, by the way, is as close as you'll get to seeing Matthew today. If that were whitewashed just a tad, that would be Matthew, the CDC branch chief. You should not become involved in a project with me, because eventually you end up in some piece of media in some way where you know who you are. And I'll show you one of those in just a second. They are they're still under development, but they're meant to be short little snippets that explain something to somebody that you can use either in the office or you can point to them after the fact. They reinforce, they do not replace simple stuff that we have on pamphlets and resources like that. So as I said, we have the two things. We have the partner care in action, which is some case studies of patients explaining things to their, I didn't actually mention this, case studies of patients going through the process with their partners, explaining what happened, that kind of thing. Those are video. We also have the clinic case study that I mentioned, the Denver one so far. This is the big picture of that, by the way. I sort of hand-waved a thing, but if you look at, these are all the video segments that are inside of that case study. It's like a welcome, we get Dr. Case explaining exactly why they did what they did and so on and so forth, and the rest of the systems. One of the things that, as people have been looking at this particular case that has come up time and again, is that we actually took the time to show like the whole medication process, how they log things in and out of their medication system and so on, which is very unique to Denver. But again, I ask if you go to it to think this is not about replicating a case. These cases are for seeing how other people are doing things and learning from that. Just the difference in how cases can be used, but sometimes people will have that kind of like best practice notion in terms of cases. I don't do that. I don't think that with something as nuanced and ambiguous as EPT is across our country, we can't really do a best practice, because states are, you know, when you have something as simple as some states can do chlamydia and gonorrhea and some can only do one of them, you have a lot of variance in how you're going to be doing things. When you have the same situation where some states are allowed to give out prescriptions and other states only give out the medicines themselves, a lot of variance in what you're going to do. So here's something to entertain you. If I do this right, it shouldn't be too loud. This is a quick zip. It's one of these little animated segments, and I had to cheat to be able to show it because it didn't want to upload it.
Faster than your ride home through rush hour traffic. More accurate than the text message touch with mittens on. Smarter, safer, healthier, in as short a time as possible. This is Quick Zips, the late night edition. Sexuality education, fast.
Hi, I'm Mitch Hartman. Glad you could join us. All of these questions are about healthcare and our sexual partners. So today's episode will discuss what are partner care and patient-delivered partner therapy. Partner care is a way of thinking about sexual health where you and your partner work together to remain healthy, or in the case of an infection, to get tested and treated as fast as possible. Let's say you go to a healthcare provider and are diagnosed with a sexually transmitted disease. That's not great, but yours happens to be a curable one, which is good. The doctor gives you medicine, you take it, and you have been treated. But what about your sexual partner or partners? They are likely infected. They have not been treated. They can infect other people, they can have serious health problems as the disease progresses over time, and they can reinfect you. Normally, you would have to tell your partner about your infection, and he or she would need to go to the doctor, get tested, and then get the medicine too. That takes time, and your partner may not believe he or she is really infected, since people often don't have signs or symptoms of the infection. They may not go. That's not good, because you could be reinfected, or someone else might be infected. What if you could simply take your partner the prescription medication needed to treat the infection? That will be easier, faster, more convenient, and would allow your partner to be treated without the hassle of visiting the healthcare provider. And you can be sure that he or she was treated. You, your partner, healthier, faster. That's partner care. In a growing number of states, This is exactly what many healthcare providers are now doing. By doing so, they are treating more people who have been infected with curable sexually transmitted diseases, and they are treating them more effectively and efficiently. More people treated means less spread of infection, which equals fewer people to treat in the future.
Oops. Okay, so that one actually didn't have the cute little ending with the Sesame Street characters that are is inevitably going to get me in trouble. But we have several of those, as you can see. One of them is, how do I talk to my partner, and why did my partner bring me this? I should back up and mention this whole partner care thing. Those can be stripped out, but we, after working with a lot of focus groups and other things, PDPT, EPT, EPS all sounded scary and didn't mean deadly to people who were patients and partners. Now, we kind of learned the language, but even we don't use it consistently because there's a lot of different ways it's used. So what we ended up with is branding it as partner, because it's like helping the partner. And that worked really well for people when they were trying to explain it to their partners, and that's where that actually came from. One of the first challenges we had when we were talking with CDC was, how do we make this something acceptable to you? And, you know, saying, I'd like you to do PDPT, or going home worse and saying, I have this stuff. I have an STD, but they gave me PDPT. Take this. Wasn't going to work all that well. And so we did that. Now, additionally, in addition to sort of the fun media stuff, we do have patient information pamphlets, partner ones, medication stuff, packaging, different recommendations for things. With the patient and the partner information pamphlets, we do have a sort of a generalized template, but what actually is ending up happening with most states and jurisdictions is somebody will say, here's what we heard about your project, and here's what our state says we need to say. Can you make it pretty? And can you work in the messaging that you know works with from the focus groups you guys did and so on? And we say yes. And so Wyoming, New York, as I mentioned, we're working on making them and doing them in different ways. So some of them are sheets, because the way that certain groups are doing it is they actually stick a full sheet inside something. New York's is a challenge because they wanted to do it in a plastic. We're kind of iffy about the whole plastic baggie thing, but they want to keep it in a plastic baggie for now, and they want to do it in a size about like yay big. And so we're working, I'm pulling in graphic designers to make a four-fold, which is sort of different. Fold a piece of paper, and yet still have all the same messaging that's either been mandated by their legislature, or that we know from our previous studies will increase adoption and make sure that people actually know what the heck they're doing when they go out there. So again, the offer is out there. If you happen to be here and you're from an organization and you need technical assistance, as long as the grant is going on, which should be for another year or so at least, we are happy to do what we can to help you with that. This is an example of some of the art. It changes. Every place we take it, it changes. Different people use different parts, and we try to keep different chunks. One, New York in particular, this bothered me for a while, but since it was only me until New York brought it up, I left it. Didn't like the you being a woman and the partner being a male, so we went to generic characters on that one. So all sorts of modification and tailoring are possible. If it's a question of something that I know that I've validated and have some issue with, we'll run out and do some focus groups in one of the local public health clinics that we have to make sure that we haven't messed up a message if we change it for you. That kind of thing. Next steps. In addition to helping anybody who needs additional help as you're trying to roll it out. Oh, and by the way, that in addition to doing that, we're going to be producing more of the case studies. I already mentioned that. We're looking at creating a formal web-based course for providers. That was originally something CDC thought was a great idea and wanted us to do, but we're having problems because of that sort of diversity of implementation again. We can do the quick zip, which says here's what it is, but everybody's doing it different. So it's a little tricky. We're not sure what that's going to do. Kim's done a little work on that end of things as well. Trying to create a provider kit, but again, it's becoming less of a developing a one-shot kit than here's a basic starting point, let us help you as long as we have money. Develop a legislator kit. It actually turned out we've used that little quick zip I showed you. One of the reasons the states are in there, because partners don't need that necessarily, although it's kind of nice because one of their concerns is it legal. We've used that with legislative representatives. So Illinois or when somebody needs to explain to their representative, what is this all about? Hey, watch this. And so several different states have asked me if they could use that. And yeah, sure, just show it to your representative. We're also looking at doing a few more of those quick zips episodes. And then this one, once we've nailed everything down and have a much better sense of what the materials need to look like, we'll translate them into Spanish and validate that as well. So that's it for me for this particular one. We have time, and it's really kind of my thing. In terms of just that, because Tim's going to talk about research. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. How does it really work in practice? I'm going to go back to my local public health agency, and I'm going to say, hey, this is exciting. Here's a free resource. We're up in Washington State, so we're doing this.
Yeah.
And I would love to be able to tell them, this is customizable. This is something that is free, and it's something that there's actually a technical assistance for us to make this useful for us. Is that what I tell them? And then
that's
I
what you
go
tell.
Online. How do they connect to actually do this?
Yeah. What you can do, because the site itself is still kind of beta and MS, but what I would do with you is what I did do with my own and others. You tell them to contact me. They can get into the site and see what's there. And then we can discuss, you know, what's best for you guys. Do you need to put things locally? You know, do you need like these new quick tips? Can you put them on your own site? Is there some way you want to take the materials that you already have and use some of the art that we've got? that brand, that's fine too. It's really much, it's fairly flexible. And, you know, if somebody just wants to, however, link to the three different quick tips that we have, those are on YouTube. They're freely accessible. All you're wanting to do is snag into that. You can do that. I haven't yet, just because we've been delaying some other things, turned those templates for the patient materials into a Word document to make it really easy to edit. But they're available as PDFs just straight off the thing. I would just like, because I know everybody wants to change things, I'd really rather pass that off as a Word doc. It's just hard to make Word. I'm pretty good at it myself because I'm a researcher. I have all sorts of tables I like to jam. The short answer is contact me and I will do my best to get you whatever you need and everything's available.
Did you give us your contact information?
Should be. I've got cards. It's on there, but mine is simply Rick at Academic Edge. And if you can't remember that,
R-I-C-K?
R-I-C-K, Academic Edge.
That's dot?
.com, yeah. And partnercare.org is the site itself. A lot of materials, and then APA2010.academic.edu has all the presentations on it. So even if you didn't pay for the stuff where you're supposed to be able to get it at the end of things, you can hit that and I'll of our sites. Anybody else about stuff?
Yeah. I just have a clarification.
Sure.
Do you have a phishing component to the website?
Mm-hmm.
We actually don't
think that the site itself would be, we think that sort of solution Gary's talking about is the more likely one where it's tied into a system of practice already. We're not proselytizing EBTM directly to patients. Once we have a better sense for all the materials and we take our next pass, we'll clean that up so a place like Washington could say, go here, if they were all acceptable. But my guess is that in most environments, there's just enough tweaking to the materials that folks are going to want to do. There's really going to be a lid on this. I'm a little concerned about that, but that's the nature of the beast when you're talking about a practice that doesn't have a mandate. It's got guidelines with no mandates, everybody's a little bit different. A little bit of what I have power control, so what I try to do is sort of when I work with somebody, if I know that their recommendations are a little different than me, so I can make them a little bit more the same as we're moving forward on something, I try to do that so it's not quite so diverse across the country. So backing way off, the answer is I don't yet know exactly where the portal is going to end up
most of these folks want, I mean, one of the big things about packaging and everything else is having a letter that Washington does this, having a letter that goes along and says the doctor says we should do this, and having it feel official, and not just being in the plastic bag, you know, not just feeling like the supplement that somebody handed in the industry, and feel professional. Anybody else? So anyway, as I said, mine, I'm sure that I have the information on there. Oh, we also have some comments back there. I think I rolled right past. Those are just the ones on the table in the back of the room are just rabbit prints, and then they actually didn't turn out as well as like we have official data on anything. It was an ad on the website. Oh, it would be cool to have it's a bunch of comments, and these have to be blue because one of the mascots that we chose to use is called Blue Streak. And Blue Streak has in another one of my projects. I created an SPD curriculum for schools. And one of the things inside the SPD curriculum is the top 10 kind of economy space. It's one of these quick zips that's delivered by this crazy superhero guy who's blue. And one of the number one economy state is, any guess? To not use one at all, exactly. We have some funny ones there as well. But the partner here, if you can't remember anything else, if you found them, you can at least get to the partner here that I work in. And from there, I'm pretty sure there's a form as long as it's not locked down. We'll do that. Kim. Thank you.